darlings, I hope you are well. I am your host of the Gratitude Attitude, Miss Anna O'Connor, and I am here with all your self-development needs. So, welcome to episode, I think we're on episode 5 of season 2. And I hope you've enjoyed the last couple of weeks. Thank you so much for all your feedback, and thank you to everybody who has shared my podcast. I have doubled my listenership since restarting my second series, so that is all down to you. So thank you so much. Literally, if you just share this with a friend, if you told a friend about the Gratitude Attitude, that has made all the difference, and you're helping me towards my goals of having a very successful podcast. So thank you. So I'm trying to think this week, what did I do? I didn't get up to too much, had a quiet week, all business, all busy at work. And I'm actually heading to Donegal for a week. So I live in Tipperary, but my boyfriend lives in Donegal/Dublin, but he's in Donegal for the week. So my plan is to head up there. My first time ever going up for a full week. A little bit apprehensive, as in, I love Donegal, but I hope I won't be lonely up there because it's so far away. But actually, I have put, like, again, I'm dreading the lonely bit, but you have to put, what would I say? You have to take action. So I have messaged a couple of people, one girl that listens to the Gratitude Attitude podcast from up there, another girl that is from here that lives up there. And I've also booked myself in for an exercise class out there. So I'm up there. So I'm actually going to try and make friends while I'm up there because I don't really know anyone. So if you're from Dunlow or anywhere near Dunlow and Donegal, will you be my friend? Because I don't have any friends up there. So yeah, hit me up, if you will. But yeah, I'm trying to make an effort because it's so hard. That's another podcast actually in itself. So hard to make friends as a grown adult. And yeah, it's awkward. Like, it is. I feel like going off meeting new girls that I've never met before now for a coffee. Jesus, what if we don't get on after the first few minutes? We'd just be sitting there looking at each other and it'd be awkward. But anyway, has to be done. I'm glad that I have people that I can meet. And yeah, I'm going to make an effort. And as well, sometimes I find when I'm in Tip, I'm running around, my mother used to say, running around like a blue arse fly, and I never have time to make videos. So I'm going to try and make videos for this podcast and for work as well while I'm up there. So fill my days with things rather than just dread being bored, because I don't have to be bored. I can make the effort and do these things. And so I'll let you know how a week in Donegal goes. So I'm recording this kind of ahead of time because I have no way of recording a podcast up there. And that's something, again, I should probably work on this week, is being mobile recording my podcast. If I had a laptop and got myself set up, sure, couldn't I do it anywhere? I could be anywhere in the world. I could be working remotely from wherever. So yeah, that is my plan for this week. I had a quiet week. And even though it would have been a week since you've listened to my last podcast, it's only probably 3 days since I recorded it. So I haven't a major amount of news. I'm flying it at the half marathon training. That's the only news I have. I've done 2 7Ks, and oh my God, who even am I? I remember starting the half marathon training about 3 months ago, and well, in January, not even 3 months, and I couldn't run for 2 minutes. So all progress, it's all good. And if I can do it, you can certainly do it. And that's what I really actually want to talk about this week. How I just threw it out there that I'm training for a half marathon, but how did I get into that, or why did I get into that, etc., etc. So that is something I want to dive into and talk about this week, is being in a rut. Are you in a rut? Have you been in a rut? We all get into ruts. So I'm going to go through what the definition of being in a rut is, just the actual, you know, what Safari says, the actual, well, but I know and you know what being in a rut is. And I was in a rut myself this January. I just felt I was just in such a rush. So what I did was obviously took action. So I'm going to go through what I did to get myself out of that rut, because as I always say, nobody's coming to save you. I'm really sorry to have to tell you, nobody will save you, only yourself. So if you're in a rut, it's not your partner's going to get you out of the rut. It's not your son. It's not your parents. It's not your whatever. It's not your work colleagues. They will help. They will, of course, support you if you're in a rut. But the only person to get yourself out of a rut is you. And the only person that can take action for you is you. It doesn't matter if you're married. Doesn't matter if you're single. Doesn't matter if you're living with 6 kids. You cannot rely on other people to get you where you want to go. You have to do it. And that is why we're here, and that is what we're talking about in the Gratitude Attitude every week. But I suppose I want to be a bit real with you, because I sound like I've got my shit together all the time and everything is perfect. It is absolutely not. And I get in ruts. I have to work on myself. I have to do things. But I've just figured out ways of helping myself when I'm in these situations. And yeah, I was in a rut in January, a really bad rut. And I was just like, felt like I'm going to read out the definition of a rut, okay? Because this is basically what the internet says it is. But I know what it is and you know what it is. So a rut is a period of stagnation or lack of progress in one's personal or professional life. And that's something I felt back in January. And look, January is just a bad month in general. I always feel a bit lower in January. But I really felt, and it wasn't professional, like I nearly felt as well, sometimes we can achieve our goals and then you can get into a bit of a rut because you're like, what's next, you know? So business-wise and everything, it's all good. And I was like, I feel like I'm in a rut, but I don't want to just go start another business for the sake of it, you know? What can I do? And sometimes we don't have to go do big, massive, like, expensive things or big, massive, like, steps in our career or our business. It's not all about that. Sometimes it can be personal. So I rang up a friend of mine because that's a good way of getting out of a rut. And I spoke to them about how I was feeling, etc. And they advised me. They literally said, Anna, you need to go off and do a marathon or something. And people don't realise the strength of their words. So I went, right. And they were only half joking. But I came off the phone and I was like, do you know what? I am going to sign up for the Achill Half Marathon. They had actually sent me a code to do the 10K. And when they sent me the code, it wouldn't work on the 10K. It would only work on the half. And I thought, you know what? This is a sign. So I took my friend's advice and I did sign up for a half marathon. And that gave me, that saved me. Me taking that one step, me being in a rut. I didn't want to do anything more with business. Everything is good in that department, but I needed something to get my teeth into. And simple as that, me signing up for the Achill Half Marathon, all of a sudden, things started to change. I felt empowered and I felt good about myself because I was doing something that was nothing got to do with anyone else. Only me, and I had taken the step. And again, you're the only person that can take the steps. Everyone else can tell you what they think you should do, you know, and but we are our own saviors here. We are our own saviors. So that little step of signing up to the half marathon, that helped. That was the start of me coming out of the rut. So what else does it say here is the definition of a rut. So it often involves feeling stuck in a repetitive pattern or habits leading to a sense of monotony. I actually know how to say this. I don't know how it is not coming out of my mouth. Monotony or frustration. So yeah, but like it is, especially like for those of us that are, and for those of you that are listening that maybe have small babies or maybe have a 9-to-5 job and you're going to the creche in the morning and you're on the M50 and you're stuck in traffic. And it does feel after a while, we can all feel like we're stuck in a bit of a rush, that we're a rut. We're just doing the same thing over and over again. And sometimes you nearly feel like, am I in some sort of a computer game here? Well, how is this all happening? Same, same every day. So if you can relate to that, because I know like I've often felt like that. You kind of think, what are we doing? What is this all about? And you can just be doing the same thing over and over again. But just know, even though it might feel like you're doing the same thing over and over again, day in, day out, things change and time changes. And also, we're coming into the spring now. Things are brightening up outside. Things do change. Like in the winter, you might feel like all you ever do is come home from work, get into your pajamas, put on the dinner, watch Netflix. But actually, if you fast forward a couple of months in the summer, you're not going to probably do that. You're probably going to be out and about meeting people. There'll be more happening. So the summer, the spring, they bring their own, I suppose, tools to help us get out of our little rut. Because I would find it's usually the winter I get into a rut. But yeah. Ruts can manifest in various aspects of life, such as your career, relationships, hobbies, or personal development. Yeah, like even with the personal development, sometimes you feel like I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again. Or even in your relationship, it can just feel like we're doing the same things over and over again. So sometimes we just need to change it up. I think sometimes we need, like, I don't run. I'm not a runner. Nothing got to do with running. Running is not my thing. I don't actually put that out there because I am a runner now because I'm doing it. But to pick something completely brand new, out of the box, that gave me, whereas if I had always been running, then that's not going to get me out of my rut. Do you get me? So by picking running, it's so simple. Such a simple thing can really, really help you. But by picking that, now I'm not saying you have to go running. Maybe it's just walking. Maybe anything. It could be windsurfing. I don't know what you want to do. Or maybe you run all the time and you're in a rut. You can still be in a rut if you're doing the things I'm doing. It's just that they're new to me. So I think we really have to think outside the box and think of something new that we could do to get out of this rush. So yeah, I picked running, but you could pick something else. So ruts can be caused by factors like fear of change, indecision, burnout, or external circumstances beyond one's control. So yeah, burnout as well. Sometimes we're just like, are you a workaholic? If you are, you need to deal with it. Working harder is not smart. And I have been a workaholic in my life. I am not a workaholic anymore, but I have been. And I'll tell you this from experience, you will get burnt out and you can't keep it up and you actually won't make any more. You won't have a better life. Nothing good will come out of being a workaholic. And sometimes it's because we're afraid to just sit with ourselves or do other things, or we don't have hobbies, etc. So again, you have to take action to get out of basically burning out or overworking yourself. It's not good and it's never good. In a rut, individuals may experience a loss of motivation, enthusiasm and inspiration. And that is how I felt. I just wasn't really motivated and I just wasn't really enthusiastic and I didn't really know what was going on. It wasn't any like major depression or anything like that. Luckily enough, I don't suffer from that. But if you do, a step to take would be to seek professional help. And I would always say that to people. I have had therapy in the past. I would recommend it to anybody. So if you are in a rut and you cannot get out of it, and even if you're not in a rut and you just feel like you would benefit from therapy, there is no shade in therapy, no shame, nothing. It's actually I'm so proud that I have done that, that I have, I worked on myself fully. I didn't just skip the middle bit. I didn't skip that bit. So definitely if you're in a rut and you can't get out of it, or if you just feel like, you know what, I might benefit from that. In America, they all do it. Like, as in, it's just part of life having a therapist. But in Ireland, it doesn't seem to be as much. But there's even online, I'm not sponsored, but there is a crowd called BetterHelp that I hear advertised all the time. And they are supposed to be very good. So if you don't want to even leave your house, you don't have to. But it is definitely something. And I should really say it on every podcast that we can do all these things, but sometimes there needs to be, you know, a little bit more intervention, and seeking help from a professional, from a doctor, is always a good idea if you feel like you cannot get out of your little rut yourself. But yeah, definitely do not write off getting therapy. Therapy is absolutely brilliant. It is so good for you. And I would highly, highly, highly recommend it. So when you're in a rut, you can feel discontent, dissatisfaction. And sometimes you can feel a bit depressed. So again, thank God I wasn't there, anything like that. But I could have, if I kept going and didn't take action, then I could have ended up really, you know, in a low place. So strategies for overcoming a rut may include setting new goals. This is what the internet says, but I'm going to have my own say now in a minute. Setting new goals, trying new experiences, seeking support from others and seeking professional guidance. Again, what I said. And like, ruts can be challenging, but there is opportunity in everything. So I was in a rut. I've taken steps to get out of the rut. And within that, there will be opportunities. So I'll be away. Now I'm going to Achill to do the half marathon. You can be sure I'm going to meet people at the half marathon. I'm going to have fun at the half marathon. I'm going to meet other runners. Like, there's an opportunity for a weekend away that I wouldn't have had if I didn't take steps to get out of my little rut. So there is always opportunity in absolutely everything. So every low comes with a high, as far as I'm concerned. There will always be, the lows are put there to show us. The January blues, they're there to show us how much we enjoy barbecues in May. And, you know, And we're coming into that. Thank God we can actually start talking again. I think about hot girls summer. We say hot girls summer or hot girls spring is on the way. We've had fat girl winter. We're over it now. And we are heading for hot girl summer again. So yeah, like there is so much to look forward to. So much like all the things that I enjoy in life. I love long evenings, walks, hikes, run. That is all ahead of us. The smell of fresh cut grass. I can't wait. Another few weeks and it's coming and it'll be here. And we will be absolutely here for it and buzzing for it. So yeah, like, and other steps you can take. Like today, like I had a bit of a hard morning at work. It was busy, stressful. I got home here and I thought, what can I do? So not even a bigger picture. Sometimes you can have a rut in a morning. You can just have a bad morning or you can have a bad day. We all have it. So again, writing down your gratitude. If you are on this episode 5 of the Gratitude Attitude season 2, if you're not writing down your gratitude list, like that's the one thing I've been drumming into you the whole time. So if you do anything for me this week, will you start your gratitude list? If you're not on it, get on it, because it'll just help your mind. Your mind is a minefield and your mind will pull you every which direction. But if you can concentrate for 5 minutes on maybe 10 things that you're grateful for, that could save your day and that could make you have a much better day. So things I do to get myself out of a rut or out of a bad day. Literally, do you know, like definitely write my gratitude. But the big one for me is exercise. So sometimes, oh my God, like I could even be like annoyed at, I don't know, Danny or about to text somebody about something that I'm unhappy with. And I think to myself, right, I'm just going to go for a walk. And then when I get back, I'll give out about that or I'll write the message. Or do you know what? 99% of the time, a bit of a walk in the air, a bit of a run or whatever it is you're into, a bit of exercise sorts the whole problem out. The problems can seem huge and all it is sometimes just a bit of air and a bit of exercise. So yeah, again, taking the steps. So the gratitude list, the walking, journaling, and don't be hard on ourselves. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I have to exercise, I have to run a business, I have to, you know, like sometimes you're like, I'm just overwhelmed, self-development, I know. We have a lot to do. We do have a lot to do. And even listening to this podcast, you're probably like, oh, now I have to write a gratitude list. Now I have to go walking every day. Now, these things, though, will, I promise you, benefit you and give you a better life. Even though there are more things to take on, I promise you they will help you in your life. They will not give you extra workload. But yeah, sometimes it does get overwhelming. And sometimes, like, give yourself a pat on the back and don't be hard on yourself. Sometimes if you're having a really bad day, I've done this. I've often, like not too often, maybe twice a year or three times a year, I'll just give up. I'll say, you know what, I'll just come home or what. Look, luckily enough, I can work my own hours and I might decide, do you know what, it's raining, I'm miserable, I'll feel sorry for myself. And I'm always saying, don't be feeling sorry for yourself because it'll get you nowhere. But you can lull for an hour or two, or you can lull for one evening once in a blue moon. And I'll buy myself an Easter egg or something and I'll throw a quilt over me on the couch and I will just wallow. One day of wallowing, it's not going to kill you, but you have to pull yourself out of it the next day. So I do that. I do wallow a bit, but it might twice a year. Just have a bit of a bad day, give up and say, do you know what, we'll start again tomorrow. But they are definitely, like, honestly, just taking the little steps, saving yourself, and pick something. If you're listening today, pick something you can do in 2024. That's an exercise for you this week. Something you can do for yourself. Doesn't have to be in business. Doesn't have to be an exercise. It can be in anything. Maybe it's learning a new language. Maybe it is learning how to use a computer. Maybe it's learning a new instrument. Maybe it's doing a half marathon. Maybe it's doing a 5K walk. Maybe you don't walk anywhere. Maybe you don't do any exercise. And that's okay too. We all have to start somewhere. Pick something in 2024 and sign up to it or for it. And I promise you, if you are in a little bit of a rush now, that will be step one. And when you take a little bit of action, the next steps come easier, come easier, come easier. So yes, if you don't have any goals at all or anything, if you're feeling in a rut, if you feel like you need to get, you just don't feel you have anything for yourself. It might be a makeup course. It might be a sailing course. It might be to learn how to, I don't play the piano. Whatever it is, there has to be something. Close your eyes now. And, well, unless you're driving. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But have a think. There's probably something you would like to do that you would enjoy. Might be hard, because sometimes to empower yourself, you have to do something that's hard. Obviously, like, running's not easy. Now I'm running so slow. I'd say I could probably walk as quick. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm not beating myself up over that. But there must be something that you can do for yourself this week, or like this week, to sign up for something. We're only at the start of March. We're only Paddy's week just gone. So surely there's something that you can do for yourself in 2024 that has nothing got to do with anyone. Nothing got to do with your husband or your wife or your parents or your kids or your boss or your work colleagues. Please just have a little thing. Take a few minutes. If you can't, write down a few things that you enjoy or something random. Like trying something new. They say that keeps you young. And I'd love to try something really random and new. If there's anyone listening that has, I don't know, like a, I'd love to do windsurfing or something. Never done anything like that. If you have a windsurfing business, you know, I don't even know where I'd start. Hit me up. I'll go down. I'll pay full price. No bother. I'd love to try something new. And that's it. Thinking outside the box. They say trying new stuff, doing new things, it keeps you young, and it does, it opens up opportunities for you, and it will help you. If you're in a rut, it will help you to get out of the rut. So these are all little things we can do, because you have to take the steps. You have to save yourself. And again, if you feel like you're very low, and you, not even very low, but if you feel like you want to go for professional help, do that. I would always recommend it. And I would recommend therapy to all of you, to everybody listening. There are definitely things that you can work on and that would better you. So if that's a road you want to go down, I would say, hell yeah, do it. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. I hope that you will take some steps. If you are in a rut, do not beat yourself up. We all get in ruts. I have been in ruts and I'm pulling myself out of them. And if you're just having a bad day, just get out and do a walk. Literally, if you take anything from this, get out and do a walk and then deal with the problems. And I can guarantee you the problems will be much, much less after you exercise. It just helps. And even if it's only a little walk, we don't have to be all professional athletes here at the Gratitude Attitude. Just get out in the air and you will turn it all around, and I promise you. So I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you did enjoy it, what I would say to you, if you feel like you know anyone that would benefit from the Gratitude Attitude, I do not advertise this anywhere. I don't pay for advertising. I don't have a sponsor. So all I would like is, if you wouldn't mind, I think there's a follow. You can follow me on Spotify. I think you can anyway. If you can do that, I'd really appreciate it, because I'm sure that would help show me up on other people's feeds. And if you could share it, if you could send it to a friend on WhatsApp, share it on social media, I would really, really appreciate it as well. Because without you, there would be no Gratitude Attitude. And without you, I wouldn't have doubled my listenership. And yeah, we're all here. It's all positive this week and it's all good. But we can have low weeks. And that's what I wanted, I suppose, to talk about. It's not all roses. It's absolutely not all roses, but we can get out of it together. And hot girl summer is just around the corner. I can smell the fresh cut grass. Well, I can't really, but I'm imagining it. I'm visualizing it as we speak. So it's all good. Positive things to come. And life has ups and downs. And if you are in a down at the moment, I promise you it will get better. So yes, enjoy your week. Take care of yourself. And we will chat to you next week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.